This is Global Non-Commissioned Apostles Trinity Church in Omaha, Nebraska. We are a new apostolic wineskin with we are a local church, a congregation with or without a sanctuary. We are a community of home churches. We are an association of churches. Hallelujah. Praise God. And this podcast is the revelation of how we do church. Hallelujah. And if you want more information, please visit ElvisIverson.com. This is a ministry of Supplication Nash Ministries. And please support this work. Hallelujah. We are planting these apostolic works all over the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. We believe in apostles, prophets. We believe in the home church. Hallelujah. Amen. We believe in signs and wonders. We believe in the priesthood of the believer. And we believe in the Reformed grace message. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Iverson Eschatology. Hallelujah. If you want to be blessed, we have our meetings on Sunday at 4 p.m. Hallelujah. You can contact us for our address and contact at ElvisIverson.com if you're coming. Hallelujah. Praise God. And, you know, please don't say you're coming and don't not show up. Hey, we are here to do business, okay? We're raising people up in their fivefold ministry gifts, raising up in their gifts and callings. We have been doing this for a short number of years. Hallelujah. We come together to pray apostolic prayers and worship the Lord and hear teachings and fellowship. Hallelujah. And so those that are called to become part of us, every fivefold ministry that's called to become a part of us, or any church or organization that wants to join us and come in fellowship with this banner, they have to go through this podcast, okay? We're not looking for people that are, say, hey, I want to join this. No, we are an association of churches. We are an apostolic ministration. Hallelujah. And so you must have the revelation how we do church to be a part of us. And then after a period of time, hallelujah, amen, we do accept a few churches to join our organization. It's called Apostolic Adoption. Hallelujah. Amen. Right now, we are going to the nations. We are focusing more on missionary work. Hallelujah. Amen. I am going to several nations around the world in 18 areas. And the theme is called The Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. We have a YouTube channel, Global Anarchy. You find that. Also, I personally have a YouTube channel called Apostle Iverson. Hallelujah. And then Elvis Iverson. On Elvis Iverson, we have a playlist called The Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. Amen. The Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. And that is based on those messages where I'm going around the world. Hallelujah. And you can go in there. Amen. Please support this ministry and plant the seed. Hallelujah. Amen. By making your checks payable to Supplication National Ministries and the memo rate donation and mail it to Supplication National Ministries, P.O. Box 8132, Omaha, Nebraska, 68108. And please visit our website at ElvisIverson.com because we are also foreshadowed by Supplication National Ministries. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you for listening and hope you enjoy. And also visit my other podcasts, 72 Nations Conference Call Podcast, which happens the second Friday of every month, hallelujah, at 9 p.m. Central Time. Hallelujah. You can listen in, you can join and enjoy it, call in. And also we have Elvis Iverson podcast, also Seven Thunders Prophetic Podcast. Amen, hallelujah. Seven Thunders. You can find that more information at ElvisIverson.com. Amen. Well, enjoy this message. Thank you. Amen. This is Global Analog Podcast. This podcast is about how we do church. This is an extension ministry, extended ministry of Supplication National Ministries. Our website is ElvisIverson.com, and I am Elvis Iverson. Today we're talking about apostles and missionaries. It says in Acts chapter 13, verse 2 and 3, says, And they ministered to the Lord and fasted, and the Holy Spirit said, Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work in which I have called them. Then having fasted and prayed, laid hands on them and sent them away. So being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went to such and such. Amen. Let's go over to verse
Acts chapter 16, verse 6 is now when they have gone through the region of whatever, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia.
Amen.
But the Holy Spirit did not permit them. Then they were praying, okay, and they had a vision to come over here. Amen. And immediately went that way. In Acts chapter 11, verse 30 says, This they also did, and sent it by the hands of Barnabas and Saul.
Wow, praise God. Well, missionary, there is a gift of the missionary. This is the ability to go into a region that is undeveloped, but there is more than just an undeveloped region, okay? Okay, this it may be going beyond, pioneering a new way of doing church. Amen. Hallelujah. A missionary is not just a five-fold ministry; it could be also a believer. Amen. Amen. There's a lot of short-term mission trips, and that's going to be a major theme, and it's going to increase more and more and more. Amen. But there are apostolic prophetic missionaries. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That. An apostle may not be a missionary, okay? But an apostle does go in areas and break, follow ground, and plant new works, okay? But a missionary carries more hardness, but an apostle carries more hardness, amen? But a missionary is able to accomplish things without no help or support or whatever to go in and able to raise up a work without nothing, okay? And not all apostles are missionaries, but all missionaries, amen, hallelujah, will, you know, amen, hallelujah, may have the apostolic anointing in them, okay? Okay, and so you can have the apostolic anointing, amen. But we need apostles to go forth, okay? And if you listen to the global mission, the global missionary mandate, amen, hallelujah, the new strategy, I did a podcast on Reforming Four Missions, and now on this, on the global missionary mandate, and then there are whole churches that we are to connect to and help them, okay, to move forward, that we can minister with them. There are people that are on the forefront that we can connect and move them in the mission field, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah. And so either you are building churches or feeding the poor, taking care of orphans, hallelujah, or leading people to Jesus Christ, hallelujah. There are certain things that you go and accomplish, amen. Amen. And one thing is we're going to see the workplace missionary. These are people that are going overseas, not mainly from America, it could be, but from other nations going, even coming to America, amen, for a job. But on the side, they will plant home churches. They will plant home churches. Then there is the senior citizen missionary. Amen. Senior citizen, they have their own income. They worked all their life instead of just enjoy, you know, sitting around doing nothing. Hallelujah. They will go on a couple of mission trips. Hallelujah. Okay. Period of time, their schedule is freed up. Then there is the type of missionary, not only short term, is you go there, amen, you know, on your vacation. You dedicate half of your vacation doing mission work, another half enjoying your vacation. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We're coming into this time, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We need missionaries. Amen. But then there's evangelists. Evangelists go forth, and they are to preach Christ. They are to preach the gospel. Amen. Hallelujah. They are to help plant home churches. Hallelujah. Amen. And they are to teach people how to evangelize. Hallelujah. Amen. And they may be in charge of compassion works. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And they move in signs and wonders. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Philip is the only event. Philip and Stephen. Hallelujah. Stephen was killed right away, and Philip he had a home church. He had a home church. He had four virgin daughters, and they advertised that four virgin daughters because I think Luke was just trying to get them married. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, and but they had such an accuracy. Amen. Hallelujah, praise God. There could be different home churches that have different flavors. Okay. But he would go forth by the Spirit of God, and he teleported. Hallelujah, he teleported. That's the bliss gifts of God. That is an extension of the gift of faith and the work and the miracles and the manifestation of the sons of God. Hallelujah. So we need to raise up, and an apostle will raise up a company of evangelists. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to raise up evangelists, and evangelists help add to the church and train people how to evangelize. Hallelujah. Amen. And motivates people. Amen. Hallelujah. To think outside the four walls. Hallelujah. Continue to add the church. Amen. Hallelujah. And evangelists is like a salesman. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. They want quicker results. Okay. Hallelujah. A missionary he has the gift to go into areas to continue to take new ground, to continue to help that work. And they can help struggling works, okay? Struggling works. And they are actually carrying a function of the apostolic, okay? And we need to send out missionaries. We need to support missionaries. Hey? Yes, there'll still be the full-time missionary, hallelujah. But the thing is, if you're called that, we just don't want to rule that out. But again, there is going to be short-term mission trips. There is going to be the apostolic prophetic missionary. There is going to be the citizen missionary. Senior citizen missionary. There is going to be the missionary that's on vacation. Hallelujah. The vacation missionary. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we got to think that way. And as you grow, establishing these community of home churches, hallelujah, with or without a savior, you eventually got to become into missionary work. Every believer should at least do a short-term mission trip. And then we come to apostles, and apostles are going ahead. They have been assigned spheres of influence. Spiritual territories, amen, hallelujah. Even physical territories, hallelujah, amen. Spiritual territories mean it could, it's a group of people, a community of people, a global community of people that can be several nations, hallelujah. Spiritual territory. Then there's territories, the nations they've been assigned that they are to go to, amen, to release apostolic revelation, amen, to establish apostolic works, hallelujah. Amen. To be pathfinders, to be pioneers. Hallelujah. See, this is all what we're getting into. Amen. You know, and we need teachers too to go. There's apostolic teachers. Errol Anderson's an apostolic teacher. He went to a place, amen, to establish people, a teacher to go over there for a season, just teaching the word of God. Amen. Amen. So they're. You know, the dance of the Trinity, okay? The dance of the Trinity, hallelujah, the Father, the Son, they're dancing around us. We're in the dance of the Trinity. Well, Because of that, there is the dance of the fivefold ministry. And we need the dance of the fivefold ministry. And they dance around us. They dance around the harvest field. They dance around the nations. And then we come into the dance of the body of Christ. And we go from priestly to kingly, secular to sacred to secular, amen, to the harvest field, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, to harp and bowl, hallelujah. God wants to establish these dances. God wants to establish the church to move forward. And so we have to think. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And so this is a progress. I think that you know, when the home church is growing, when you're able to produce other home churches, and there's such an ease. And you know that it is growing when the 500 begins to rise up. And you know that it's growing when the evangelists go forth. And you know that it's going forward when you are planning community home churches in other cities. And you know you're going forward when you are sending missionaries out. And you know you're going for when you truly have an apostolic oversight and you're a part of that apostle ministry and the prophet and the fivefold ministry, hallelujah. And you're truly going for when the kingly anointed, when every believer, when believers walk with their gifts and call, and they're moving forward, and the kingly anointed begins to come forth and rising up. You're really going forward. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. It is a process. It is a process. And it will happen. It will come to being. Hallelujah. It is a time. It is a time. And things take time. Hallelujah. But this is our goal. Our goal is the nations. The Bible says, ask for the nations. I have given you the nations as your inheritance. You must ask because you have not. You have not because you have not asked. If you ask, it shall be given. God has already given you the nation. But in order to access, you must come into a time of prayer. Sometimes we have to come into a time of intercession as an individual, amen, that you have that call, but also as a group. You must come in there. Hallelujah. I'm going to say, how shall they go unless they are sent? How shall they go unless they are sent? Either every believer needs to go on a short-term mission trip. Every believer needs to go out and do witnessing. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. But there is the evangelist ministry. There is the apostolic ministry. There is the home church planting ministry. Hallelujah. Amen. Every believer needs to be equipped to plant home churches and to plant churches. Amen. Which we say, New Apostolic Wineskin Churches are a community of home churches without a sanctuary. And we need to support the work. We need to support missionary works. Hallelujah. Amen. Right now I'm in a theme, a 12-year theme, the Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. And I've begun in the Philippines. I'm going to several nations, amen, around the world to release apostolic revelation, to release the unfolding presence of God, to release the revival anointing, and move in signs and wonders. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 So we must come into the dance. You know, we partake the dance of the Trinity. We partake in the dance of the Trinity. We come in the dance of the five minutes. Then we come into the dance of the body of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we produce these fruits. 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 And fruit that shall remain. And we shall bear much fruit. That is souls. 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 And souls. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone. This is the message. It will influence me in the church of the world. I pray for an outpouring of new apostolic home churches, an outpouring of new apostolic wineskins, an outpouring of new apostolic communities, outpouring of new apostolic administrations, an outpouring of apostles and prophets, and missionaries and evangelists, a fresh wave of the fivefold ministry of God. I pray raise up a mighty company of the priesthood and release the kingly anointing of God. Oh God, raise up a mighty company of kings and priests, oh God. Great increase of the kingdom of God, great increase of the church. I pray, Lord, release healing right now and signs and wonders and miracles and breakthroughs in everyone that's listening to this right now. God's really touching you. Things are changing your life. Receive, receive, receive. Amen. If you've been listening to this, visit ElvisIves.com. Amen. Become part of us. Plant a seed. Become a partner. Amen. If you're in Omaha, become part of us. If you want to start a home church, contact us. If you want to become part of a home church, contact us. Amen. Hallelujah. Join in this movement. Amen. God bless you.